This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back, or welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, host of this show. We've got a lot of new listeners, so hello, and thanks for joining us today, spending some of your precious time with me. I'm going to be talking about something that I am very passionate about, unapologetically passionate about, and that is money. We're in a theme this year by choice of action, right? Taking action, not waiting, getting out of our own way. And I believe that money, for many people, ties directly into action because one of the reasons that many of us don't take action is lack of time or lack of money. And we'll talk about this more once we dive into the show, but lack of time is often tied very directly to a lack of money. There's another reason I wanted to touch on this topic outside of its tie to action, and it's really because abundance and financial freedom, whatever you want to call it, right? You can call it wealth, you can call it abundance, you can call it financial freedom. It means something different to all of us, but it is for everyone. Everyone. And right now, I know that not enough people believe that. Not enough people truly believe and know with certainty that abundance, financial freedom, or wealth is available to them. And the reason they don't know ties back to a belief issue. Lack of belief in any area takes people out of action. Whether we're talking about money or we're talking about anything else, I hear so many people say, like, okay, well, yeah, it's nice for you, but that's not possible for me. And that is less about circumstances than it is about belief. If you wonder, the answer is yes. I've shared that a million times before. It ties back to Alex Benayan's book, The Third Door. If you wonder, the answer is yes. If you wonder if you could be financially free, debt-free, live in abundance, be generous without limit, the answer is yes. It is available for all of us. And we'll talk about that today, how that's really shifted. I don't think it was as available to all people 20 or 30 or certainly not 50 years ago, but it is now. Tied to that lack of belief is uncertainty. Well, okay, sure, theoretically it's possible, but I don't know how. I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I would do it. And people allow that to be a barrier when it doesn't have to be. One of my primary goals with this episode in particular, but also generally with this podcast, is to help everyone think bigger, including me. And in order to do that, we have to remove these belief barriers, these doubts, these limitations, and we have to talk about them. And while this topic today is based largely around money and financial freedom, the same principle holds true in terms of health or fat loss or career or relationships. Sarah and I have talked before on the Q&A episodes of the show about how sometimes success can feel isolating because we don't want to talk about certain things for fear of making other people uncomfortable or as coming across as braggadocious, right? I remember the first time I had a really successful product launch as a business owner. And at the time, I was separated from my former husband, and I felt really alone. At that time, I didn't want to call my friends and tell them because it would seem like I was bragging, right? That's how I thought at the time. And I didn't want to call my sister because I knew she was struggling financially, and calling her to share this big financial win that I had, this big influence win, this big opportunity that I created for myself, I just talked myself out of it. And what I did, I called my mom. right? Which I do so many times and I've done many times since. And I said, Mom, I can tell you because I'm not sure other people would get it. And I think that you know, be happy for me no matter what I say. And I started talking to her about the launch and she was excited, but she also said, well, you know, just remember your grandpa always said, don't talk about money. I told her then, and I've said it many times since then, I disagree. And I'll tell you why. If all the people out there who had nothing or very little, if all the people who had nothing or very little and created success without any special skills or any inheritance, if they talked about how they did it, it would become so much more accessible to other people and it would build belief for other people. The same thing is true with weight loss, right? And that's much more generally acceptable. People are begging folks who have lost a tremendous amount of weight to talk about how they did it or how they got out of debt. But when we start to talk about financial freedom and abundance, people get all squirrely. And I want to change that. This is not in any way bragging. This is not in any way selling or pushing or a commercial. It's opening up a dialogue to make this more accessible for everybody, for you. We live in the most amazing day and age where truly abundance and financial freedom are for everybody, and it does not any longer hinge on your age, your experience, your education, your connections. Maybe it used to, but it doesn't anymore. And when we talk about financial freedom and abundance and wealth, it really removes limitations from our lives, not only for us, but for what we then become able to do for other people. Today, I've brought a few people on the show to talk with me about this, people who have a lot more experience and a lot more success than I do, people that I have a tremendous amount of success for. The first that you will hear from is Pat Hintz. And not only has he personally created tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, in residual income without an inheritance or a windfall or any advanced degrees. But more impressively, he's helped thousands of other people do the same, including me. And as you'll hear him say, at first, he was interested in this so he could play more golf. What he didn't know is that down the line, years later, he would have a daughter with special needs. And his daughter would require time and money that he would not have had working for somebody else. Not only has this been accessible for Pat, he has taught others how accessible it is for them. And I just have a tremendous amount of respect, not only for somebody who creates success for themselves, but then goes out and shows other people how to do it too. The second person you'll hear from is Mr. Brett Thomas. Many of you know Brett's other half, Brett's wife, Brooke. She's been on the show a couple times now, and she's also on later today. Brett took the very traditional path. Get an education, work for somebody else, hustle your buns off, work your way to the top. He was a sales executive for a massive medical sales company and realized that even with that path, he didn't have the guarantees, the financial freedom, the time freedom that he thought he might have because his time and his earning potential were completely in the hands of this other company and its board of directors. He made the change and now is really passionate about talking about these alternative paths to go out on his own to not only find more income than he had as a successful sales executive, but also far more freedom and far more time. And then lastly, you will hear from Brooke Thomas again, specifically around the mindset of generosity. And the reason I wanted to tie this part in today is because I talk to so many people who get uncomfortable talking about this because they fundamentally believe that pursuing more means they're not grateful for what they have now. And they say, I mean, everything's fine. I don't really need more. But this is going to come up again and again in today's episode because maybe it's not about what you need, but about the blessing you can be to other people. Or maybe like in Pat's case, it is for something coming down the road for you. that right now, sure, all your needs are met and you're fine, but we don't know what is coming for us. And I know that was a big driver for me when I started thinking more and more about residual income and additional income streams when I found out I was pregnant, right? Because I love what I do with Primal and it's fun and I don't want to stop. But I also, for the sake of my child and my future children, I don't want all of my earning potential tied directly to my time, meaning that if for some reason I couldn't put the same time into my work that I wouldn't make the same money, that doesn't make me feel good for my family. The financial landscape of the world we live in is really changing. And abundance creates opportunities, not only for us and our goals, but also for the ways we can serve other people. You know, I'm not personally looking to make all this money so I can squirrel it away and have a bunch of houses. I want to start a foundation and I want to serve more people and I want to be able to be limitlessly generous with my family and with people in need. And I can't do that if I'm just fine. Chris Harder, who hosts the mastermind that I'm a part of, he says, when good people make good money, they do good things. You know, when great people make great money, they do great things, not only for ourselves, but for other people. And I'll link to all these guests in the show notes. We're going to get into the show, but these topics can change your life. You might not want them to, and that's fine. But I know there are people who are listening today who need these opportunities. And I committed this year, especially, to standing boldly without fear and talking about things that I think need to be brought into the light without censoring my message to avoid criticism. You know, that's not who I want to be. That's not what I want this space of primal potential to be. And it's not the example that I want to set for my daughter. So we are here to build belief. We are here to reduce the number of things that we think are off limits. And we're here to talk about opening up possibilities. And as I said, back in December, I did an episode on some of the biggest lessons I learned in 2019. And one of them was that successful people are open-minded. And not everybody will be hearing this, and that's okay. Because as Gary Vee posted not that long ago, he said, less justifying your dreams and your priorities. Let people who want to debate and argue while you go out and make things happen. That's where I am, and I invite you to come there with me. I hope you enjoy today's episode. I'll see you on the other side. I have been looking forward to this conversation, and in fact, having this conversation quite often off the podcast, because I think it is so important. When we talk about action and getting into action, so many people feel limited in what they can do, whether they are limited or not, because of money or because of time. And the time piece is related to money, because if we're short on time, it's either because we're spending our time making money or because we don't have the financial flexibility to outsource things that are eating up our time and making us feel stretched very thin. I also know that many people are not comfortable talking about money. So there's so many things that I want to talk about. I have the best group of people today to help me do just that. But we live in an exceptional day and age for building wealth, where education doesn't come into play, where experience doesn't come into play, where age doesn't come into play. I just saw an article yesterday about an 8-year-old making $26 million a year on YouTube with a channel where all he does is open up toys and comment on them. So I was like, all right, we don't have any excuses anymore. If he can do it, there isn't a single one of us out there, regardless of our life circumstances, who can't do it. I would love to start with you, Pat, and my question for you, because everybody that I'm talking to today has far more experience and expertise than I do, but we are in such a unique time where
there's no limits on what we can do the way that there were limits 20 and 30 and 40 years ago. And I've got questions for all of you guys on this. But Pat, first of all, welcome to the show. I would love to know your thoughts on this idea that wealth is truly available to all of us.
Yeah, great question. Great to be here. Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm a huge fan. My wife is a huge fan of your podcast. It's just a real blessing to be here with you today. So yeah, listen, this is an extraordinary time for people. If I've always believed that, you know, my 30-year stint so far in the, you know, home-based business entrepreneurial world is that I think all of us have this little thought that we would love to have something that we would be able to do or create that would create a revenue flow for us, even if we didn't continue to do that anymore. And usually that's limited, if you think about it, to talent of singing or dancing or acting or whatever it might be. It's usually limited to a certain talent or an ability in some form or fashion. And the vast majority of people don't have them. And so don't have that, you know? and so the reality is that you try to find something that maybe you can do, and that all of a sudden creates this limited belief that there's not much out there, and therefore nobody ever takes any action of any kind. I have a favorite saying, Elizabeth, that goes like this: doubt will take you out of action, but action will take you out of doubt. And it's really any action towards whatever goal or purpose you find yourself thinking about or looking for. If you can go just apply yourself to that, because so many people talk themselves out of even trying anything, which is really, I think, the hardest part to get over. And in today's world, there are more opportunities than absolutely ever that I have seen. And people are more open to it. They're more willing to look. There's greater opportunity just because of the technology space that we live in today and the economy, the way that it's established. So yeah, listen, I think we're our own worst enemies when it comes to this particular area. And money can be, listen, I think you know this, right? That I married the pastor's daughter. Mm-hmm. So I get the discussion all the time, early and often, that was like, listen, the love of money is the root of all evil and all that other stuff that everybody has to get over. And I always tell my father-in-law that says, hey, Dad, listen, I can still pray for people. It just is a real difference maker when I might be able to write him a check to help him out of the issue that I'm praying about. And and that's been a real blessing to us and my family for, gosh, 3 decades now. And so I love this topic, and I think it's an awesome opportunity for people to just look a little bit bigger at things than maybe they're used to. And maybe that feeling of uncomfort is the sign of something special breaking through in the same way that you did in what it is you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you said that about feeling like it's sort of taboo. And we hear that in religious context, not only, you know, me growing up hearing it from my mom, but I've certainly heard it in church as well. For the people who are listening right now and saying, okay, sure, I agree with you. There's more opportunity. And sure, I agree with you. It would be amazing to be able to help people financially, not just, you know, with prayer or love or support, but it's not for me because I'm too old, or I live in this particular area, or I don't have any skills. I'd love to know from you, before we move on to the next question, do you feel like this is for everybody, or are there genuine limitations?
Yeah, listen, I do. I really do. I think the biggest limitation that people have is themselves, is the challenging aspect of most of us have grown up. I mean, Robert Kiyosaki is one of my favorite authors, in the Cash Flow Quadrant, a book that I've taught for so long. He talks about how people go into their life in an employee mindset where you trade time for money, and you go to work and you get paid, you go to work and you get paid. And if you stop going to work, you stop getting paid, and they get stuck in that rut. And when they think about business ownership or being able to create a system that's able to create an income regardless of their continued involvement, it gets a little scary. It gets a little against the grain, if you will, because it's entrepreneurial in nature. And sometimes that's just not the case for some. And then they'll start to make a reasoning and an active argument with themselves. Usually that little voice in the back of your head that tells you, you can't do this. It's not about, you can't be a salesman. You're never going to have any success. Nobody in your life has ever had any success. All of those different mechanisms that people have, this negative talk, to that negative self-talk drives people away from their ultimate potential.
Yeah.
And if we could get them just to talk to themselves a little bit different and understand that there are people exactly like them who are taking that statement, tearing it up and throwing it away. And that concept of not being able to be that person that has success, mm-hmm. is the simplest thing to just, it's, well, I'm not going to say simple. I will say simple. Just not easy. Mm-hmm. It's that simple thing that you need to take and set aside,
yeah,
so that you can reach the ultimate potential that is available to you. And the only people, from my perspective, I've seen a lot of people have success over the last, you know, number of years that I would sit there and go, wow, that's amazing. They had everything stacked against them. You would not have guessed that they would have made it. And the difference is they just talk to themselves differently.
Right.
And then put themselves to work, and they didn't allow their doubt, their self-doubt, which mm-hmm. is so heavy for so many people. Listen, in so many areas, not just money-making, right? Not just entrepreneurial, but in so many other areas, that doubt weighs them so heavily that they don't take any action. So doubt will take you out of action. But if you just have the confidence to do a little bit of action, like take a little step forward, action will take you out of doubt. And it's just it becomes a virtuous cycle as opposed to a vicious one. And man, I tell you what, Elizabeth, if people could get just that little bit of confidence to make that little step forward in this particular area, I think they'd be amazed at how those negative mindsets and self-talk can just start peeling away. And it's called personal growth, personal development. And it'll allow you to be able to open up things that maybe you never thought possible.
Absolutely. And I would say, if you feel like you don't have the confidence to take those first little steps, do them without confidence. You know, that's what I say.
I love it. You know, I always tell people that if you do something bad long enough, you know, you can get good at it. It's, I mean, repetition is the mother of all skills. So you just do it again and again and again. Pretty soon everybody looks at you as the expert. I mean, that's right. Just the way that the world works. And there's countless examples of this. It's not like we're talking about things that have never happened and would never happen to somebody else. The world is full of them. And the one that might be right in front of you is just an inch away if you can get out of your own way, usually.
Yeah. For sure. Oh my gosh. People need to hear this so much. I want to shift gears a little bit, because when I was growing up, it was one track. You know, you're going to go to school and you're going to do well in school so that you can get into a good college. Because if you get into a good college, then you can get a good job and then you can make decent money. And then you want to save as much of it as you can and you'll be fine. Right. And I sort of stepped out of that path pretty quickly when I realized that not only did I not love the work that I was doing for somebody else, but I realized there was a very legitimate ceiling on my earnings there. And I know so many people who are in that situation. So Brett, you are in the hot seat, and while it's your first time, your family is no stranger to this show because your beautiful wife, Brooke, has been on a couple times now. But Brett, you not only lived this, you are really passionate about talking people through this paradigm that unless you go to school and you get a good education and you get a good job, then you won't be successful. You've kind of done it both ways. For everybody out there who's thinking, well, I don't have the time or the money to go back to school, that might not be the path to taking ownership of your finances. Can you talk a little bit more about your experience with this?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on. And you're right. I'm always listening to my amazing wife on your show. And I think she might actually be on here a little bit later. So yeah, I appreciate you having me on and having us back on. So, you know, to answer the question, you're right. I mean, there's office buildings across every major metropolitan city that are full of people that have believed that there's only one pathway to your career. And that's a lot of the stuff that you learn when you're at the ages of 5 and 6 years old, because that's when your brain starts to understand that, oh, this is the way my parents did it. This is the way my grandparents did it. This is the way I've been taught. And so many people have been taught in that, what I'll call the traditional old school way of, you graduate from high school, you go to college, or you go into the military, and then you get out of whatever chosen path you've taken, and then you get a corporate job, and then you hope to make a nice living. And it used to be, oh, and then I'm going to get a pension. Well, those don't exist any longer. There's so few companies out there that even use that word pension. A lot of kids that are growing up today have no idea what the word pension is. Pensions are almost like rotary dial phones, right? my kids would have no idea and will have no idea what a pension is. So that's the traditional pathway that has, and still today, fills up office buildings, skyscrapers across every city. And so I lived that world. And I did believe for so many years that that is the pathway. And I was very fortunate because in my old career as a sales exec in a medical device company, you know, I had a really good pathway. However, you know, and this is the way people also have started to realize that the world is changing. I mean, look at companies like Uber. Whoever thought that somebody was going to be driving their own personal car and have people in the back seat that you're actually getting paid for? You know, people are looking at things rightfully so differently because this world is changing all for the better, because there's so many other entrepreneurial methods and ways you can go out and create multiple streams of income. And that's one of the things that Brooke and I always really try to focus on and teach people, is you don't need just the one traditional way. And if you choose that traditional way, you always should look at other alternative income sources, income streams, to have at least three, maybe even five. You know, some are going to be consistent, some are going to be passive, some are going to be, you know, different ways you can look at that. And so, you know, in my experience, I chose that traditional corporate world, but I quickly realized towards the latter part of my corporate career that I resigned from. Fortunately, you know, I was at the top of the company and I chose to resign because I quickly started to realize that I could easily be tomorrow downsized, outsized, terminated, you know, laid off, whatever the term that you want to choose. And that's the company's choice, because I didn't control my future. I didn't control my income. And I used to think I did, but it became very clear in this very, very lucrative environment that we're living in today's economic world, you know, because companies are doing exceptionally well out there. And when people start to look at that inside the corporate corner office, you know, attitudes and dispositions change. And so what I learned is I am going to have control of my future. I'm going to be able to create generational wealth. And this is the pathway that I'm going to choose. And so when I chose that, it took me about 3 years to literally make that decision. And I always wanted to work with Brooke. And so she and I finally figured out a pathway. And this is what I would encourage your listeners out there. You know, don't just jump out of the plane with no parachute. Figure out a way that if you want to choose a different pathway outside of the traditional world, figure out a pathway to that and figure out the journey that's going to make it successful for you. And once that's figured out, then set a goal, set some timelines, and then make some decisions. And it could be most likely a good way to transition out of that world. That's what I did. You know, we figured out a good financial pathway to make it work for us. But then once we finally said, okay, it's time to pull the trigger, that's what we did. And looking back, I wish I would have done it sooner in all reality. But now that we've done this, and now Brooke and I are working together full time, it's the best decision that I personally or us as a couple could have ever made.
That's so powerful, because there's a lot of fear. I know when I left my job, there was a lot of fear because I felt like I was going from the security of my job to the lack of security of working for myself. And I very quickly realized how backwards that perspective was, that by owning my own career, by owning my own business, by taking charge of that pathway, I had infinitely more control than I ever had when I was working for somebody else. So Brett, like, I completely agree with you there. Completely.
Yep, exactly.
Now, when I, and you guys know this because we've talked about this offline a number of times, when I shared back in July that one of the additional income streams I wanted to pursue, in addition to Primal Potential, in addition to real estate and stocks and bonds and all of those kinds of things, was network marketing. Y'all know I got a lot of flack and a lot of, oh gosh, you know, why would you do that? And it's funny because I was so new at that point that not only did it catch me off guard, like, why do people care? Nobody ever said anything when I bought a condo in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and nobody has ever commented on like my stock holdings and where's your money, stocks, bonds, what are you doing to adjust? Like, nobody ever said anything about that. And I've talked about those things before. It really surprised me. And I think that if I got those criticisms again now, or those questions again now, I would be in a totally different place to respond to them, because I have come to see through my own experience, almost a year now, of network marketing being the great equalizer, because all the tough stuff I had to do to build Primal Potential, owning every piece of the process, owning every single aspect of the business, being customer service and fulfillment and the CEO and the CFO and you name it, network marketing is one of those things where you just step into a proven model instead of having to reinvent the wheel. And I know there are so many people listening here, and I want to talk about the mindset piece of it in a minute, but there are so many people listening going, yeah, all right, fine, but I have no ideas. Yeah, all right, fine, but I have no money in the bank. And the beautiful thing, like, I'm all for, you know, if you want to open up a gym or a smoothie bar, or if you want to, you know, start a business serving pets in some unique way, like, go for it. But we all know that those things take time and they take money. And having walked that walk, that's can be a bumpy, long, slow, expensive road with a great payoff. But having both Primal Potential and being part of network marketing, I now see that if you choose the right opportunity, and surely, as with franchises, there are great opportunities and there are terrible opportunities, it becomes the great equalizer, because we're talking less than $1,000 to own your own business. We're talking all the marketing is done for you. We're talking all the sales tools have already been developed. You step into a proven system. And Pat, when I heard you talk about why network marketing makes so much sense for so many people, it was all new to me. It wasn't anything I had heard before. And for the people who are like, okay, I can get on board with this idea that wealth might even be available to me, or financial freedom or abundance or whatever you want to call it, can you talk a little bit about why network marketing is the great equalizer, and certainly not the path that everybody is going to take, but why for me and for all of us here, it's a real brilliant additional income stream.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're going to have to cut me off on this, because we could spend an awful long time, me passionately sharing with your audience why I believe this is such a game changer for so many people. I've lived it. I've experienced it. And I've also gone through all of those same things, Elizabeth, that maybe some of your listeners had shared about, you know, those things don't work, or this doesn't do this, or that's ridiculous, or whatever it might be. All of those negative connotations that are probably far less today, to be honest, than they were 30 years ago. It is much, much, much more accepted today. When sometimes people say, isn't that one of those pyramid things or whatever? And I was like, what is a pyramid? I have not heard that comment since 1994. And so I'm like, you know, come on. So anyway, the reason that it is so beautiful is for all those reasons that you put out in any kind of traditional business setting, you're going to have to put out capital to be able to have a building or a place. You have to get products or an idea that you manifest or create and explore. You'll have to manufacture. You'll have to do those types of things. If it's a service event, even you're going to have to create an atmosphere of business that is expensive. You know, it's costly. How many of us have always heard the statement that it takes money to make money, mm-hmm. right? And so people always have this idea that, hey, listen, you know, the rich get richer because they're able to put in, you know, $1.2 million to buy a great big yellow M. Well, the vast majority of people don't have a clue how to be able to do that, nor do they have, you know, the MBA to be able to back up being able to operate multiple franchises in a certain area or whatever. So that dream is quickly dissipated for so many people. But network marketing allows for the average, everyday, ordinary person to do extraordinary things because there is no... You know, there's no large capital investment. There's no employees, thankfully. There's no employers. You're on your own a little bit, and you get a chance to call your own shots and do your own thing, and to be able to market the message that you've chosen. And if it, as I stated earlier, if it aligns with you and energizes you and inspires you, it doesn't really feel like anything other than manifesting what it is you want to become. It's why we start sharing with people that it's not really as important what you do. It's why you're doing it. And if you can get that, then this model is perfect because there is no of those things, you know, that I just mentioned. And you're ready to go. Your turnkey, usually for just a few $100s, it's less expensive to start a multi-million-dollar business in the direct selling space in the network marketing industry today than it is to create a lawn care business when you go out and buy a $1,500 lawnmower, mm-hmm. you know, and you have that expense before you even buy a gallon of gas to get 50 or 75 bucks for cutting your neighbor's yard. I mean, at the end of the day, listen, once you're done with the yard, you're out of business, you know, until it grows back again, you're out. And living in Milwaukee, you only get 6 months of the year to be able to get that done. So listen, the beauty of what you talk about here is something that has been obviously near and dear to my heart, Elizabeth. It has allowed me, and I see it more as a means to an end. You know, a multiple income stream to a family's home is so important because it allows you to create the freedom that money brings with it, you know, and that freedom. We say it this way, money in the hands of good people can do great things. And that freedom allows you to be able to do some of the things that maybe are in front of you that you don't recognize or realize yet that's in front of you. And it gives you the opportunity and the freedom to be able to do that. So network marketing, there is no better place. And again, we could do 4 months worth of podcasts together. Why I believe that and why I could shoot down any kind of negative connotation that anybody has about this industry that only comes from ignorance or misunderstanding what it is that we actually do and provide to average, everyday, ordinary people. It's extraordinary. It really is. I've seen it.
It's a life changer.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I wanted to have this conversation, in fact, the majority of the reason I wanted to have this conversation is because when we are more abundant in our own lives, we can bring more abundance into other people's lives. And I talk to so many people who feel like pursuing financial abundance or wealth or financial freedom is in somehow feeling or stating or requiring that we're not grateful for what we have, that what we have isn't good enough, and that it would be greedy to want more. And I don't feel that way at all. And everybody is entitled to feel their own way, but I see that as a real limiting belief, not only for one's own life, but for the lives of every single person they come in contact with. And Brooke, I want to bring you in here because you just have such a brilliant way of communicating the mindset piece of this for folks who are listening and talking about things like generational wealth and financial freedom or abundance makes them squirm in their seats. But we have seen how it not only changes the lives of the individual pursuing this financial freedom, but the lives of people that they could never even imagine. Can you talk a bit about the mindset piece of this specific to those who either feel uncomfortable or know somebody who would be uncomfortable if they had this conversation with them? Because this piece of it is a big part of the puzzle.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks again for having me. I'm really enjoying this conversation and I hope everybody else is too. And, you know, what I love to say, and this has been, you know, a shift in my mindset over the last several years, and it's really, you know, helped other people that I work with just shift their mindset. You know, I believe that we can generate to be generous. You know, when people get uncomfortable talking about money and earning money, maybe because of whatever limiting belief they have or the way they were raised or certain things that certain experiences that they have had with money or within their own families or the way, you know, they were brought up speaking about money. You know, so many times I just say, okay, start with thinking about your giving goals. If you want to be a giver and you want to give or you want to create change, you know, let's talk about your giving goals. So if you want to give $100,000 this year, you need to make $1 million, in my opinion. So what's wrong with having goals of making $1 million so you can give away 100,000? And you can, you know, decrease that number or increase that number. And what really helped me was when I started to be around people that were making massive difference, like a massive difference in this world, and, you know, creating and starting foundations and starting, you know, charities and or even like starting, I have somebody that I really admire that has started a human trafficking organization that is literally stopping slavery all over the globe. And this is somebody that was an orphan growing up. And I was so inspired by the fact that she was able to start something that has had a global impact. But you can't start something like that without finances to back it up, right? And so I started shifting my mindset instead of saying, you know, why do I always have to be the person to raise the money for the foundation? I want to be the foundation. I want to start things. I want to create things. I want to make change in this world. And sometimes we look at people and think they're untouchable, or I can't do that because they just seem like that they have like some sort of superpower that I don't. And I started to understand how much we can generate to be generous, and that we have the power to do that. Anybody does, everybody does, especially in this day and age, and especially with the channel that you're speaking of in network marketing. And what I love the most is, you know, there is no prerequisite. There's no resume required. You know, we can be a woman or a man. We can be, you know, any age bracket. Like it's amazing. And it does give me energy and passion the way that Pat was talking about it. You know, everything I've built has been out of passion and excitement. And it's not just because I was born like that. It's because I get fueled and excited about something that I can create and change and then bring people on. You know, I used to think that I could make an impact in this world by myself until I tried that by myself. And it was really, really hard. I've created other businesses, but like what you said, Elizabeth, like, oh my goodness. I mean, the challenges and, you know, the money it takes to actually, you know, build your own business and play all of those roles that you said. When I started partnering with network marketing, it blew my mind what I was able to do and the impact I was able to make with joining with people that were, you know, like-hearted. I say, you know, not everybody has to be like-minded, but we share a similar heart to make an impact. And I love network marketing. I just think that people have to find one that fits them. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone fits everyone, And I believe that, you know, sometimes when there is, you know, anybody that feels negative about it, I think it's the experience that they've had in the industry. I don't think it's the industry. I think it's a human error. We can say that about any industry, you can find human error or an experience error, right? And then you can sit there and define the whole industry. And so it's a beautiful place to be. And, you know, I've seen so many, you know, ordinary, average people become extraordinary with what they're able to do because they were given this opportunity. And it is an opportunity that I am forever grateful for. I mean, you know, my husband, Brett, when he was talking about how, you know, he's more of a linear thinker and he had this very stable job. And, you know, it did take him 3 years because he doesn't like to jump and build his wings on the way down or his parachute. I'm the opposite. I'm like, let's go. I jump and then I build my wings on the way down and figure it out. So this industry has allowed us, you know, I jumped and I figured it out and I was able to build something that then Brett could join. And he does now understand, like, you know, the difference. And I've never seen him more passionate about something. We've been married for 16 years and I watched him, you know, he was with the same company for 25 years. And we did think that that was security. And I saw the passion start to leave him a few years ago because he wasn't able to make that impact that he made early on with this company because it grew so big and the impact was kind of out of his control. And now to see him re-engaged in something that he knows he can control and the impact and the care that he has for people to also succeed, it's been life-changing for our marriage, for our family. And I'm just excited to talk about this topic. And I thank you, Elizabeth, for bringing this up on this podcast, because I know that, you know, it wasn't easy when people started to say things to you. And we had this conversation, both of us as women, right? Because we're like, why do people have to be so mean? You know, like, come on, like we're doing good. So I think that this will really help a lot of your listeners that are in this space also to be set free and feel excited about it and talk about it and be confident and, you know, courageous to stand bold for what you believe in.
I totally agree. And something I've been saying to folks a lot lately is, look, we are all participating in network marketing every day, if not most days. It's just we're not all getting paid for it. Because, you know, in my very simple mind, network marketing is essentially sharing a product or a service that you believe in, that you've had a positive experience with somebody in your network. So when you recommend a book, or a restaurant, or a nail salon, or a resort for a vacation, that is network marketing. Some of us get paid for it, and some of us don't, but when we really understand what network marketing is, it's like, oh yeah, I'm doing that every day, and here, look, you guys are making money and making an impact in people's lives doing it, and I'm doing it for free because that favorite restaurant of mine hasn't ever sent me a check or even comped my meal. Where I'd like to go with this, because I'm a big believer in multiple streams of income, I wanna ask everybody, and I'm just thinking about mine off the top of my head, how many streams of income do you personally have in your household right now? And part two to that, which is totally unrelated, but just another question, is do you have any financial affirmations that you use or say? Because the mindset piece of this, and Pat, you touched on it, Brooke, you touched on it, is such a big part. And getting out of your own way sometimes can be very, very helpful with the use of affirmations. But before I just do a quick round robin with those questions, I wanted to circle back to you for a second, Pat, because I'm so with Brooke on, I want to be able to be generous. And when my sister goes through a hard time, I don't want to have to hesitate. I want to be able to help her not only with my love and support, but also with my dollars. And when there is a need in my local area, I want to be charitable and I want to start foundations of my own. But there's also stuff that can be more immediate and more practical that we don't know ahead of time we might have a need for. And we see families all the time who are crippled by an unexpected layoff or health challenge, and they don't have the means to thrive in that, and sometimes even to survive in that. And I know, Pat, one of the ways that additional income streams and working for yourself and specifically network marketing has transformed your life is because of how it has enabled you to take care of your family in ways that you probably couldn't have anticipated, you know, years ago when you first got started.
Yeah, listen, this is another, you know, awesome subject line that we could get through when it comes to this topic, right? So when I first was introduced to multiple sources of income and that kind of idea that you just can't work for yourself, you got to protect yourself because, you know, you're the only one that's going to protect you type of a thing. I got intrigued, and I've always had a little bit of an entrepreneurial streak in me thinking, hey, you know, and then I got introduced to the network marketing industry and thought, my first original thought was that I could make a couple extra $100, you know, based on leverage and the idea that I could operate my own and I call the shots and all those different things we've talked about already. But my big goal was to make a couple extra $100 so I could go play golf with. I'm a golfer, so I enjoy that. And I thought, that's the purpose, you know, that I'm going to go and do this. It's a means to an end type of a thing. And I quickly realized that it was bigger than that. And I had always had that seed of desiring freedom. I thought that it was planted there so that I could become, honest to God, I thought it was to become a better or more polished golfer or just have an enjoyment on the golf course. That's why I needed freedom, as weird as that sounds. And so I really started driving my business and the success that I had. And I was able to create the freedom. I quit my regular job. I went and built a great income stream for myself and, you know, diversified and had multiple income streams and had total freedom to play golf whenever I wanted to. And I didn't really find it that interesting or exciting to go play golf every day. But I thought that's what I was doing. And then 1996 came along and God blessed us with a special needs daughter that Sadie, that is my whole heart and is a part of our family. And we wouldn't do anything different along the way. But what I was snapped into understanding was that there was a reason and a need for me to create an additional income stream that was not dependent on my time, that was not dependent on my own personal energy, because it was going to be needed to be dictated to be somewhere else in my life. And I did not, Elizabeth, I did not know that, obviously, when I got started in 1990. And it didn't dawn on me that that was the reason until 1996. And for the last, well, Sadie's now 23. And I have been able to go to all of the doctor's appointments, all of the therapy sessions, all of the everything without having to ask someone if I could.
Yeah.
And I feel so grateful. Because I know me, I know that would have just torn me apart to just think of having to ask off to go and do those things. You would just want to have the freedom. You shouldn't even have to think about having those times up. So the reality of being able to deal with a special needs child in this and now adult, young adult, has just been a massive blessing. And again, a whole nother topic of discussion that you don't know what is in front of you. You don't know what you don't know. And so the ability to be able to create something that allows you to handle things that are about to come up in your life. And everybody's got issues, right? Everybody has things in front of them. Everybody has, I love how everybody has hurdles that maybe appear to be walls at the beginning, but certainly are hurdles or opportunities for them to get around. I just look at the freedom that this type of business creates, and it is remarkable, and I'm very thankful for it. And it's one of the things that I'm passionate about when people tell me that it won't work or they don't see themselves doing it. I just say, listen, you got to get that thinking out of your head, because doubt will take you out of action and action will take you out of doubt. Let's go. We got to go get to work.
I'm so glad you shared that, because you're right that we don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. And we might feel like things are good. you know, I've got a good job and I've got a good paycheck and I have my needs met, but that's today. And we don't know what tomorrow holds for us or for somebody that we love. And this just gives us the ability to live the life we want, no matter what comes. And I think that's so powerful.
Yeah. I heard one time, Elizabeth, that has stuck, you know, every once in a while you hear a little saying or something like that, that's an affirmation or whatever you asked about. But the one that comes to mind when you say this is when people are listening to this and they're like, well, you know what? The economy's good. I'm good. I don't have any issues today or anything like that. I'm really good. I'm whatever. I always tell people, listen, the time to plant a crop is not when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You want to try to do something today so that as the inevitable turn comes at some point in time in life, you are able to handle it or you're better equipped to handle it. Yeah. And in my opinion, nothing like network marketing as a model exists for the vast majority of people that are out there. And in today's economy, it's worth looking into, certainly.
I could not agree with you more. And I'm so glad that I didn't let my own fears and doubts and misconceptions and misperceptions get in the way of that. Brett, I want to put you on the spot. And I was just thinking as I asked that question, like how many streams of income, I'm like, crap, can I quickly count up mine in some like semi-accurate way? But I think at this point, my goal is to have 7 streams of income. And right now I think I'm at 5, which is 4 more than I was at just a few short years ago. And I did it without any, you know, without any inheritance from family or anything like that. And so I want to know, and you can answer for you and Brooke, how many streams of income you guys have right now. But I also want to know, do you have any financial affirmations that you use? Because so many people are going to need to upgrade their mindset around money in order to change their reality with money. And some of mine, like I always say that money is a solution. It's not a problem. I say that every dollar I spend comes back to me exponentially. And because I serve without limit, I earn without limit. Those are a few of mine. But Brett, if you don't mind, I want to put you right on the spot and turn those two questions to you.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer your first question. And then I'm going to actually punt the affirmation piece to Brooke because we reset our affirmations because we are massive believers in this concept. We reset our affirmations typically once a quarter. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to wait till the first of the year because we believe in setting big goals and setting our stage early, not to wait to 1st of January, right? Yeah. So I'm going to let her answer these because ironically, we've got notes in our phone. We read them every single day to each other as soon as we wake up out of bed. So I'm gonna punt that to her. So let me ask or answer your first question, and that's the income streams. So number one, one of the best things I could ever teach someone, including especially our kids, is the concept and the proven concept of residual income. And the residual income for us is working towards our network marketing business being a massive source of residual income. And so right now, one of our biggest sources of income that Brooke has been working significantly in for the last 8 years is our network marketing business. And so that's a big one. Number two is our coaching business. And with me coming out of my corporate world, building my brand, that's going to be probably, you know, 2A and 2B. Mm-hmm. And then the masterminds that's the other part of our brand. So I would say right now there's three sources.
Love that. Brooke, what do you think about those financial affirmations? Which of them are you comfortable sharing just to give people an idea of some places to start with changing their money mindset?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I know why Brett passed this off to me because I had a major download like about a month ago and I just went crazy writing all these affirmations out. And one of them is around giving and money. And, you know, I'm super faith-based and I don't shy away from that. So if you're okay with this, I'd like to
please
tell you the Bible verse that backed this up because I always back it up. Okay. So Acts 20:35 says it is more blessed to give than to receive. And nothing releases supernatural joy more than giving. So the affirmation I have to this, and again, Brett and I actually read it out loud and then we read it over each other. It says, I am a cheerful giver. I am releasing supernatural joy by giving more. I am grateful to be blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And I actually, underneath that, this is kind of personal, but I'm just going to share it. I put, this is what's really been going on in my mind because it seems so big, but like, I know the more I speak it out, one day this will be true. I said, I look forward to writing $100,000 checks like they're $100 checks to give away.
Mm. That's powerful.
So it just is something that I've really been owning. And Brett and I, again, we speak it out loud every morning along with our other affirmations. And then we speak it over each other. And I just believe in the power of that. And I believe that money can bring you joy when you allow it to be used properly and then overflow it into other people's lives.
I love that. Somebody in my master's club the other day posted, they have a financial goal, and they said, hey, share your financial affirmations. And one person responded and said, abundance is something I create. And I loved that because we just have such a powerful ability to generate the result that we want. We're not just sitting ducks hoping that maybe we'll win the lottery someday. Pat, your turn. I want to put you on the spot. You don't have to share what the streams of income are, but if you feel comfortable sharing how many streams of income you have at this point in time, and if you use financial affirmations and you want to share any of them with us.
Yeah, no, great question. I love listening to all these. I would love to just think about this. What if all of your listeners would hit you back with all of theirs?
Like, I know, right?
How would that be, right? I mean, that's awesome. It's so fun to listen to that and things. And I love what Brooke and Brett are saying. So from a multiple streams of income piece, yeah, I've got, the main source that I have is my network. In one basket, there's also this saying that says a smart fox chases one rabbit, right? So I think there's a multiple stream of income opportunity to be able to say, hey, I'm going to do something, sort of like Brett says, a 1A and a 1B and then a 2A and a 2B and sort of structure them that way because sort of tough to chase both of something in the same manner and the same level. I'm a huge believer in anything that I do. I want to see some residual income and I want to see something that's at least leveraged a little bit. So I do have my main source is obviously my network marketing involvement that has been that way for 30 years. But the other one is a little bit of real estate. Although I thought I was going to be a real estate mogul in 2008. And all of you who have any clue as to history would tell me that that was a bad timing piece on my behalf, but I stayed it through and didn't do too badly. And now I look like a bit of a genius in some areas. So I've got that. And then investments. So one of the things that I would share with people is that I believe there's three levels of earning an income, right? Where the first one is just to make money because you can't breathe if you don't make any money. It's just so stressful that it's tough to think about the greater good or doing something of value or anything like that if you can't, if you're not making ends meet. So you make money. And then your goal is to maybe on the second level, make enough money so that you can make a difference, mm-hmm. right? That would be like the next level of earning an income. I think we all would love to have that, to make enough to where we're done, we're good, we're okay, and we can make a difference in the world. Now, the third level of income that is so hard to get to that I feel so blessed about is if you could ever find something, and this is where I talk about your passion and what inspires you. If you could ever find something where you can make money, enough money to make a difference, but you actually do that in and with the very thing that you want to make a difference in. So it's not about doing something to make enough money to make a difference, right? Take care of yourself. But if you could actually get that third level of finding something that you could make enough money to make a difference in the very thing you want to make a difference in, Man, when all of those are lit up, run, go after it, get after it, and stay after it. And the reality is that from a network marketing perspective, which is the base of our conversation, I have this affirmation that I talk to myself every day. And it's, I'm a simple person, but I just look at it and say, who am I going to get in front of today that I'm going to be able to make a positive impact? Who's that going to be? And I state it that way. Not, you know, where can I find them? Not anything. Who's it going to be? And I just have that open mindset that today I'm going to make a difference in someone's life by saying hello and creating a relationship and doing whatever that might be. And it might be a first time smile or a first time hello or a first time whatever. My kids are with me all the time and go, Dad, do you know everybody? Like, everybody knows you. Like, I'm like, it doesn't matter where we go. We probably find some. And I'm like, you know, I don't know that they know me or I know them. You know, at some point in time, maybe they know of the fact that we said hello or we shared a smile or a high five or something. And that's really what I look for every day is who can I get in front of to be able to maybe deliver a positive result.
Well, I can tell you that the day this airs, you will have made a positive difference for a lot of people. Same with you, Brett and Brooke. This is such an important conversation. And, you know, I told my audience at the start of the year that one of my commitments to myself was to be authentically me without fear of it being accepted or landing right for anybody. And because I know that there are people who needed to hear this, people who have been hoping for something, people who have been struggling, people who felt like success or change was slightly out of reach, and now they know that it's not. There are just no apologies for that. And your experience and your success just lends to the realness and the closeness that this is within grasp for all of these people. So sincerely, Brooke and Brett and Pat, thank you so much for giving your time and sharing your heart, because I know that it's made a really, really big difference today.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you for having us.
Likewise. Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.